Well, we didn't want to turn the mics on this time. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Why not? Because this room is loaded end to end in chocolate. Yes, chocolate. And there are different types of entrepreneurs, but some are sweeter than others. There's no doubt about it. And I want to thank MTP Software, our hosts, who are hosting us. I'm sure when the MTP Software staff find out that we have chocolate throughout the studio, they will all be leaving their desks quite quickly. So who are our guests right away? Marshall Parker and Inga Kiss, co-founders of Wim Chocolate. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How was that for an introduction?
That was great.
That's awesome.
That's right. Well, Chris and I were having fun picking at all this stuff. Why don't you tell us about Wim Chocolates? How did you get started? How did you meet? And what are you doing?
Well, we started about 3 years ago, and Inga was looking for a small business opportunity. We happened to rent a house in Croatia with her best friend from high school, and her best friend from high school happens to live in Switzerland and brought her a stack of chocolate from Switzerland. So I said, why don't you do that?
And I was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. What a great idea. We should totally do that. And that's how it started. So we started thinking of all these crazy fun flavors that you can't find anywhere and decided to try them out.
Do you want to give us an idea of what the flavors are that are in front of us? It's a beautiful product, beautiful packaging, very nice. Not that I would eat it, but the peppermint white chocolate one looks quite appetizing and pretty.
That one has good Irish cream in it.
Irish cream. Real Irish cream or flavored Irish cream?
Flavor.
Okay, let's go, Chris. No, so tell us more about, you know, how you do this. Are you following some strict European recipe that you found, or did you sort of, you know, go off the ranch and do this all on your own?
We make it up ourselves. We travel a lot. We like to travel, and we like to try different foods and flavors when we're on the road. And so these are inspired by our travels. And the flavors are seasonal. So what we have here is our holiday stack, we call it. So it's 8 flavors that we come up with every season. So right now we have flavors like white chocolate, peppermint, Irish cream, dark chocolate, gingerbread and pear, milk chocolate, popcorn and cranberry, dark chocolate, mulled wine, candied orange, eggnog and nutmeg in a white, dark chocolate with persimmon, cardamom, pistachio, dark chocolate sugar plum with almond, and dark chocolate holiday cake with blackcurrant, rum, and marzipan.
Did you bring Kleenex? Chris is drooling. Look at him. He's out of breath just listening to you. How do you sell this? Is it sold, easily found by consumers?
Sure. Well, we have a residential kitchen permit and a wholesale permit, so we can sell online and also in stores. So you can find us at wimchocolate.com, and then we're in a few stores in Westwood, in Wellesley, in Needham. So we're small, but we're growing.
Oh, and we also, you can find us at farmers markets. So there's Poisset Farm that has a harvest fest and a spring fest, and so we're resident there. So we have a tent, and we sell direct to the public that way.
So let's get into the Wayback Machine. Let's talk about what you were doing before this. What are your backgrounds? Were you foodies before, or is this something you've decided to jump into?
We were foodies before. But I do accounting work mostly, and Inga is in sales operations. And like I said, Inga was looking for a small business opportunity, and this is the idea that we settled on.
So were you practicing accounting before? Were you working for an accounting firm?
I'm still working as
we
an
have
accountant.
Day jobs. Yeah. This okay. is just a fun hobby for us.
Right.
And I do the accounting for Wim Chocolate as well.
Okay. So. And what were you doing before?
Still, sales operations. So I'm senior director sales operations. So this is kind of a creative outlet for us and a chance for us to kind of do something together. And our sons get involved, so it's kind of a nice family project.
Oh, that's very nice. What do the sons do? It's family business.
It is a family business, yeah. My older one tends to mostly taste and try it all out. My younger one is more heavily involved, so he sells with us.
The younger one who tastes isn't the heavier one?
Good point.
But he does like to come and sell, and he's very good at marketing and selling the chocolate. So
very
he enjoys
nice.
It.
So let's if we're going to get out of the Wayback Machine, let's bounce forward. Let's look ahead 2-3 years. Where do you expect to be with this? Where do you want to go? So right now you're not working for the company full time. Is the goal to work for the company full time, and where do you expect to be?
That's my goal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it would be great if this could someday become a full-time gig for us, and just be able to kind of really indulge our creative side and be able to scale to much larger.
But I think when we started the company, we really wanted to build a company that we wanted to work for, and we're very loyal to our customers, and we take a lot of feedback from our customers, and we want to continue doing that. We want to continue having that direct line of communication with our customers no matter what we do.
We do a lot of charity work. We donate a lot of the proceeds to local charities, so we enjoy doing that as well. So really, like Marshall said, it's building a company that we can be proud of and that we would want to work for.
What are the biggest obstacles you find in growing the company?
Time, I think. We both have full-time jobs, and so we do this on nights and on weekends. And as it grows, we're sort of too big to be a small company, but too small to be a big company. So we're in that sort of awkward phase, and it's going to be bridging that awkward phase. That's going to be the most challenging, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a tough season because we've been flat out for the last 6 weeks making chocolate. And with the residential kitchen permit, we can't hire staff. So we just have our kind of our own resources, the family kind of mucking in and helping and doing as much as they can. So it's really taking that bigger step to potentially a commercial kitchen and hiring staff or something like that. But we're very particular about the quality. And so, I mean, we're both real perfectionists about this. And so that's super, super important. I mean, we've tried to, you know, we've thought about maybe outsourcing production, but the quality is just not there. And
correct.
So we're not going to compromise on that.
You know, last month, the staff of my consulting firm, Mage, we all went to chocolate cooking school.
Oh, wow.
Right. Chris flunked. He ate everything. So, they not only produce chocolate, but they have their own retail store. Have you thought about doing a retail store as well, your own outlet?
We are. We're collaborating with some of the stores that we're currently in. And so that's a possibility, is to take a commercial kitchen with a store that we're currently in and then sharing their retail space as well.
Right. Do you find it a very competitive market? Is it tough?
It is. It is, and the margins are tough as well. So we're trying to strike the balance between maintaining a quality product, using organic where we can, while still having viable margins. So that's been challenging.
But our differentiator is that, number one, we're seasonal. Number two, we do flavors that you really can't find anywhere else. And number three, once people try it, they really understand how much different it is.
Well, Chris is waiting for the chocolate milk that you're going to make. I'm sure he's a chocolate milk freak. Everybody, we've been speaking with Marshall Parker and Inga Kiss, co-founders of Wim Chocolates. Beautiful product. Take a look online. But if others do want to follow my lead and take a look online or find you, how would they do that?
We're just at www.wimchocolate.com.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. So
great, and you're going to connect with all of us, correct?
Absolutely.
That's great. And you'll come back again and tell us how you're progressing?
Absolutely.
We love the story of chocolate. I remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, a host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back as quick as possible.